And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350. I already got one phone call. Grease management. And I remember this. I can't remember how long ago it was, Ron, when you dealt with it before. But time to look at that again, I guess, and perhaps update a bit.
It is. We had a work session, I think it was back in April or May of this year, to just look at our grease program, which really has been in effect for about 5 years, since 2011, where we instituted a formal program. And really the goal of this program is to try and minimize the amount of cooking grease, commercial cooking grease, that enters the waste stream. When that happens, it causes problems, and the building code does require grease traps on those commercial cooking facilities. And we have about 169 food service establishments with grease traps. Actually, we issued this year, we've issued 181 permits for that. And when the program was initially set up, it was all set up to be kind of on a calendar year annual basis for this permit. And so consequently, things kind of all, the rush for renewal all hits at the same time. And so you need a plumber to come in. Currently, you need a plumber to come in and inspect that grease trap to make sure it's working okay. And really, that grease trap should be emptied when that inspection occurs. So there's some special coordination for how you dispose of that grease that's in that trap, and to make sure that it's not overflowing and entering the waste stream. Because essentially what happens is, eventually, as that grease goes down that sanitary sewer line, it starts hooking on to things that are in the pipe and forms this block, which causes a backup somewhere in the system. May or may not be close to the entity that is putting the grease into the system. So we have a lot of information on our website. So, you know, there's good practices for homeowners too, that they should properly dispose of their grease, as opposed to pouring things. It's not the solution to pour things down the drain. Typically, it'll cause problems in the system, either in the line or once it gets to the plant. So this program is, so how can we make the system better, was really the goal here, and to make some adjustments. And we got feedback from a lot of the food service establishments that are doing this, from the different folks, the plumbers and the folks that are pumping that out. And so what we're proposing to do is kind of go to still an annual system, but kind of an anniversary date, so where we can spread these out over the course of the year and everything's not hitting all at once. And so we're proposing those modifications. We're also doing some more educational components and certifying the plumbers, and then also an ability to certify the pumping companies to actually be able to do both the pumping and the inspection. So there's some benefit there, and make it, again, more convenient for those that are having to comply with the permit and the ordinance to be able to meet it.
One of those pesky things, I guess, you know, Linda, that you have to deal with as a city official. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something that has to be dealt with.
Well, and the costs of the wastewater treatment are significant. We end up upgrading our systems, and it's all costly. Costly for the homeowner, but I use a pickle jar and dispose of it in the trash, just because there aren't many jars anymore with a tight lid. But when you think about 181 of these permits, with obviously restaurants and food preparation or dorms or whatever, it's really making a difference. And so this is a way for us to, we're not making money on this. We are really just trying to make it happen and keep the pipes as clear as we can.
Okay, very good. Well, those were the two main items on the agenda, I guess, Ron, if we're ready to move on to consent.
We are. So it's a fairly short agenda as well. And couple items to note there is there's a resolution for the commission to accept the joint land use study report, which supports the implementation of the recommendations and also supports the Flint Hills Regional Council's grant application to the Office of Economic Adjustments and the Department of Defense for some implementation assistance with the program. This is kind of the start of the formal process. The commission at their last meeting heard that report on the joint land use study relative to Fort Riley and the surrounding area, and we plan to formally adopt that as a component of our comprehensive land use plan, which would require planning board review of that as well as an ordinance to adopt it as a section of our comp plan. We also have a professional services agreement with Schwab Eaton, not to exceed $106,000, and this is for professional engineering services looking at improving Kimball Avenue between Hudson Avenue going west to Vanesta Drive where the traffic signal is. We've had a number of traffic accidents along this corridor, and basically this is to install turning lanes and a turning lane in that that section. There's about 3 to 4 intersections along that, that route, and it's a kind of a hilly area, and so this is the design service anticipating then that it's an item that's in our capital improvements program that we would follow on likely with a construction project after the design. We also have a contract with Historic Resource Group, not to exceed $21,216. They're out of Lincoln, Nebraska. They're doing a historic resources survey in the Sunset Cemetery and Zoo and the surrounding area there. And then we also have change order number 2. This is a pretty big change order at $145,000, but this is our asphalt contract with Schilling Construction, and we're utilizing some of the additional funds that the commission authorized for street maintenance. And so we'll be focusing on some asphalt work yet this fall on North 3rd Street and North 4th Street, north of Bluemont Avenue, and then also on Kearney Street between 3rd and 4th. We did some utility work there a few years ago, and things are kind of rough in that particular area. And then there's some work out on the in the Sharingbrook subdivision where we've had some deteriorating asphalt pavement. So some additional work occurring there.
Very good. And some proclamations, it looks like, too, Mayor, if you want to run through some of those.
Yes, there are 3. The first one is Fire Prevention Week, the week of October 8th to the 14th. And our fire department employees and have a public education team that will be coming to receive that proclamation. And we've been hearing more fires in the last week or two. And so
just the last day there were 2, you know, we've been talking about this morning.
It's easy to become complacent, but boy, they still have an impact on the whole community. The second proclamation is called Change the World. And there's a group here, Manhattan Change the World, that will be, Rod Harms is coordinating that with, I think, a couple of churches. And that'll be October 15th to the 21st. Then a third one is National Arts and Humanities Month, which is the whole month of October, of course, and local arts and humanities representatives of several organizations will be there to receive that proclamation. And
very good. So, let's go ahead and take another break. It's about 9:30, perfect time to stop. And Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us today, 537-1350. If you have other city business that you're interested in, I know we still have a special meeting, I guess we should call it, next week we want to tell people about, because it's a little bit different timing than usual. And other matters to discuss today as you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.